This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It seems like Mother Nature does know best. Well, at least mother kangaroos. There's a growing trend in childbirth becoming ever more prevalent in Michigan hospitals. It's called kangaroo care, skin-to-skin bonding between newborn and mama. Dr. Kat McArdle is a senior resident in the Department of OBGYN at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital, Ann Arbor. I had never heard of this until our granddaughter Rory was born in February. We slipped in to meet her during that special hour of skin-to-skin time.
Congratulations on your new grandbaby. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So we think that it came around in about the 1970s when they were having issues with premature babies, in particular in Colombia. And this doctor found that if he put the baby skin to skin, the babies did much better. Unfortunately for us, it takes a little while for things to come through sometimes. So it wasn't really till the 1990s that the WHO really found that it was beneficial and that we started bringing it into our mainstream NICUs and ICUs for babies around America and around the world.
So exactly what is it?
What it is that you put the baby, and this has usually been done with newborn infants who are premature, but now we do it with a lot more newborns in labor and delivery just as a routine, and you put the baby skin to skin with the mom, and we think up to a good hour after they're born, we call this now the golden hour, and we know that the babies do wonderful things. So for the babies get warmed up by the mom if they're too cold, they get cooled down by the mom if they're too hot, they regulate their glucose better, they regulate their bilirubin, which turns them yellow. They do that a little bit better. And they start breastfeeding earlier and they keep breastfeeding for much longer. And of course, we know there's so many benefits attached to breastfeeding now that all of this is just wonderful for the babies. What we now know is that we now think that it's good for the mums too, which is why we started doing it on labor and delivery, so not just for premature babies.
And what does it do for mums?
So for mums, what we think is they get this huge burst of oxytocin, which is that feel-good hormone that everybody's heard of. But what, other than feeling great and feeling very much in love with your baby and starting that attachment process, we know that it stops the mum bleeding as much, so we have less hemorrhage, which is still a worldwide killer for women in labor. So that's great for them. And we know that their attachment bonding process just works so much better. Right up to about a year, we see mums who've had skin-to-skin straight after birth do things like touch their children more and caress their babies a little bit more and bring them to their pediatricians more often, which is fascinating, just thinking that you're going to put the mom and the baby together just after birth. It's really interesting.
Well, I think, Dr. McArdle, when I think of both of my children born via C-section, one in 1984 and my second in 1992, I know I didn't get to hold my son until I was well back into my room from recovery. And my daughter, I think I did get to hold her a little bit sooner, but nothing like skin to skin. Is this possible even with a C-section? Say in an operating room?
Well, that's very interesting. And so what we've done at St. Joe's is that we're constantly looking for ways to be more family-centered. And we realized that we weren't doing it in the operating room, but that we took our lead from some units around in the U.S. and definitely more that I've seen in the U.K. And yes, it is really possible. And so we started this project to try and make it our standard of care in the operating room. And so what we do is straight away after the C-section, we take the baby to the warmer, give them a really good check over, make sure they're doing okay. And then we bring the baby and we put it and we tuck it right down on the mum's chest. And the anesthesiologist is there and the nurse is all there making sure that everybody's safe and well. And if at any point the mum's not happy or the baby's not happy, we can take them away. But we've gone from having no babies getting any skin-to-skin in the operating room to just after 1 month, 50% of our babies getting skin-to-skin in the operating room, and now over 60%, and we're going up and up. So we're looking forward to making this the new standard of care in our hospital and encouraging all of the hospitals around Michigan and the U.S. to do the same, because we think the benefits are just so wonderful for everybody.
What about dads and partners? Can they experience this as well?
Great question. Well, if the mum will let go of the baby, then it's definitely for the dad. So both in a normal delivery, if the mum's needs some stitches or anything like that, that's what my husband did. The nurse just popped the baby down the dad's T-shirt and my husband and son just sat there all snuggled up. And in the operating room, the same. So dads, partners, grandmas, if you're going to go into a labor and delivery and be a support person, I would recommend wearing a T-shirt with like a stretchy top so that if at any point you get your hands on that baby, you can just put it down there. Now, we don't know exactly if the benefits are exactly the same for dads and partners doing skin-to-skin with the babies, but I can't imagine that they're detrimental in any way. And if nothing else, it's certainly lovely for them to have that experience.
And are we getting a sense, Dr. McArdle, if this is spreading through most Michigan hospitals? Is it catching on?
Well, we definitely know that this golden hour is being taught in nursing schools and in medical schools. We know that after a normal delivery, a lot of places are doing skin-to-skin now, uninterrupted for about an hour. In the operating rooms, I can't speak to exactly how many units are doing it. I know that there are certainly a few units doing it around Michigan. We hope that it will just increase as time goes on.
Dr. Kat McArdle is a senior resident in the OBGYN department at St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Ann Arbor. And the thing to ask for is that golden hour skin to skin and just make like a mama kangaroo. Dr. McArdle, great talking with you. Thank you so very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.